Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Joe Brocato, the author of Hit It Off, 21 Rules for Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships in Life and Business. Joe is a business development thought leader, author, life coach, and award-winning attorney with more than 30 years of experience generating millions of dollars in business. And Mr. Brocato, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, Eric, it's certainly an honor to be here, so thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and the pleasure and honor is certainly ours as well. So to kick things off, tell us how the concept of this book, Hit It Off, was developed.
Well, Eric, it's been in the works, really, I would imagine, my entire life. Back when I was 10 years old, I was with my grandfather, and we were getting his muffler changed at a local muffler shop. And I watched how he, as we were waiting in the waiting room, really started to connect with another gentleman he had not met before. And they just hit it off. Within about 20, 25 minutes, these two guys were like best friends. And I remember at that early age, just being amazed and fascinated with the concept of meeting someone for the first time and just having that great first impression, hitting it off, so to speak, and then really developing that into a long-term emotional connection and a relationship that lasts a lifetime. So from that early age, and as I got into business, I really became obsessed with this concept of how do we really connect with people? And what are the patterns that I've noticed over the years and doing business development for my law firm and being involved in other businesses over the years? And how do we really master both the art and the science of connecting with people and developing these unique relationships, which I define as relationships which are difficult, if not impossible, to replace? So started really putting together a lot of the intuitive things that I know to work after doing this for more than really 31 years in business. And then I did a bunch of research, psychological studies, sociological studies, business studies, et cetera, to really understand the science behind the intuitive. And I tried to marry both of these concepts in the book. So that's really where mastery comes in my mind, where you really understand the intuitive, understand the tips, the good stories, the bad stories. And then you kind of combine that with the efficacy of the science, and that's where true mastery really comes in.
Really a great way to lead things off here today. Thanks for that. Now, when did you first discover there was a need for relationship improvement in interpersonal communication? Give us some details on that.
Well, I've always had great mentors. Certainly, I mentioned my grandfather and my father, and I saw the way they interacted with people. You know, my father was a small businessman and he was a politician in my hometown. And so I saw the way, you know, building great relationships really helps in many ways, certainly achieving your business goals, but also many personal goals. And the techniques in the book really are applicable to both life and in business. As I got into business and doing a lot of business development, I realized that, you know, in every relationship, there's a goal. And if we are very mindful and we apply critical thinking to that interpersonal dynamic, we're really able to get to that goal a lot faster. So when you meet someone in business, as I've learned, you're really able to connect with them from the moment you meet them, then building that long-term emotional connection, it really helps you achieve your business goals. But in addition, in any relationship in life, so I've become particularly sensitive to the need to really build great relationships. I've seen it really help my business development efforts, relationships I have with clients, with referral sources, et cetera. I'm very entrepreneurial, co-founded a couple of businesses and just invested in a number of other businesses. So I've seen the way relationships really help building things, whether it be a personal relationship or a business relationship. So definitely important. I think in this day and age, the importance of relationships is particularly important. You know, we're witnessing a lot of instability, certainly in the workplace. There were a number of studies that were done around workplace incivility, rudeness, disrespect, and other really insensitive behavior. And one of the studies showed that 78% of respondents in a workplace witnessed incivility at least once a month, and 70% witnessed incivility 2 to 3 times a month. I mean, that's crazy. We shouldn't have to go to work and deal with this sort of rudeness. And frankly, the studies show that it was contagious. Rudeness is, in fact, contagious like the common cold. So I think that if people had the ability to really understand what works, what doesn't work, certainly in a workplace, but also in life generally, by reading my book, understanding the intuitive things that I think are important, but also, like I said, really combining that with the science, because that really helps you go into whether it's a workplace or other personal or other relationship and really knock it out of the park and hit a grand slam when it comes to developing relationships.
Certainly some interesting feedback there, and never thought about rudeness being like the common cold, very contagious. That's some good information right there. Tell us also, how were the 21 rules identified?
Well, quite interestingly, every rule is set up in the book in the exact same way. I basically start out with a inspirational quote from a famous individual that really encapsulates the rule itself. Then I get into the science, very briefly summarizing the key science around each rule. And then I have a section that is all about tips. There's essentially five tips, very practical things that you can do immediately to really implement practicing these rules. And then we have two other sections. One is a section called train wrecks. This is kind of a storytelling where I go over what happens when you do not follow the rules and where things essentially come off the tracks. So interesting stories there. And then there's another section called the Zen of each rule. And these are inspirational kind of Leo Pascali-ish type stories and other anecdotes that are intended to inspire people and motivate people to really start practicing these rules. And then there's a key takeaway, something that you really want to remember going forward. At the very end of the book, we've got a number of pages of exercises. I like books where you can actually start implementing what you're reading right away. It's a very easy read. I intended it to be very easy. It's not too academic, but it really combines that practical and the research, of course. But when you get to the exercises, there's five questions for each rule. So there's quite a number of exercises and questions, and it gives people the opportunity to really start implementing and practicing these rules immediately, which I think is where the real value comes when you read a book, especially in personal growth. Tell me what I need to do now. And I try to do that for readers in the exercises.
Well, we certainly do appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Mr. Joe Brocato, the author of Hit It Off, 21 Rules for Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships and Life and Business, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving forward here, can you describe what train wrecks and Zen moments are and how they're used in the book?
Well, it's interesting because I have done so much business development and meeting people in so many different contexts that there are situations where people really don't, whether it's a lack of practice or they're just not thinking of it, they don't necessarily follow the things that are in the book. For example, there's a rule on conscious listening. You know, listening is not a passive act. It's a very active act. And you really have to focus and you really have to make sure you're understanding the meaning and the intent behind what people are saying. And that requires a level of consciousness, awareness. And the whole book is really intended to bring, as I mentioned earlier, kind of this concept of critical thinking and mindfulness to the interpersonal dynamic. So there are situations where a train wreck occurs where you might be speaking and someone completely misunderstands what you're saying or vice versa. That doesn't make for really good communication, and it frankly doesn't make to really increase the likelihood of achieving your goal in that relationship. So, you know, the book really goes through a number of stories where people just literally don't practice that. And really aren't mindful of the importance of why the science really says it's effective to do certain things. With respect to the Zen sections, it's really inspirational. You know, I tell a story, for example. There's a rule around the concept of respect, which I think is gravely lacking in society right now. But I tell the story about how I learned respect back at the kitchen table in my grandmother's home when I was a child, where we had Sunday dinner every Sunday. She got up very early in the morning, started cooking the gravy. And yes, we called it gravy back then. And she made homemade meatballs and sausage. And she fed you because she really identified food and feeding her family with love. And then we got the second portion. And then we were stuffed. But grandma had cooked all morning and all day for this. Now it's afternoon and she's coming with the third helping. You didn't say no to grandma. It would be disrespectful to do that. So you took the third helping. And so these are the sorts of things that I try to incorporate because they're basic concepts that I grew up with, things that I've learned over the years. And really, you know, you bring out the beauty, really, in stories like that, people that were influential in our lives and really carry on their legacy. So every time I think about how I interact with someone, respect is at the top of my list. We have to acknowledge that every human being is important. They have value, whether we agree with them or not. There's a rule about, you know, if you disagree, really try to find common ground in any conversation, in any relationship. We can always disagree with someone and look for a fight, but why? It really doesn't get you any closer to your goal. So if you have a situation like that, try to figure a workaround. Redirect the conversation. Look for something that's based on common values that you can agree on. And watch how the relationship gets over that particular situation where there might have been a disagreement and then really blossoms based on both your ability to redirect and find common ground, but also it reinforces the underlying concept of respect, which obviously is very important to me.
Now, another question for you, kind of tagging on to the last question. Why are relationships or human connections so important in today's society?
Well, there are many, many reasons. I mentioned that instability concept, which we have to nip in the bud. So that's a really important reason why people should really be fostering better relationships with each other. There is another study that says that we tend to make snap judgments about people in the first 2 seconds we meet them. So the ability to really, quote unquote, hit it off with someone immediately is incredibly important just generally. Right now, however, I just actually penned an article about the growing significance of personal relationships in the age of artificial intelligence. Obviously, with ChatGPT and other AI platforms, it's getting a lot of publicity right now. AI has been around for many, many years, but obviously, we're learning more about it now. And you know, AI will eventually, in large part, replace a lot of what we can do with keyboards. You know, if you work with language, with pictures, sounds, etc. So, you know, there's a study that was done about how job success is 15% based on your technical skill and knowledge. 85% is based on your skills with people. With the AI situation, and as it evolves, that 15% based on our technical skills and knowledge is going to go down because computers, machines are going to replace a lot of that technical skill and knowledge that we have, making the 85%, the skills with people portion of job success, that much more important. And frankly, that can go up to 90%, 95%. We really don't know. So it's really, really important for people to recognize how personal relationships and your ability to grow really, really strong emotional connections with people will eventually come back to us in the form of job success.
Mr. Brocato, we really do appreciate the time spent with us here today and the valuable information covering relationships. Certainly appreciate all the insight and information shared. One more question for you before we go. As we conclude, what takeaways will people leave with after reading the book?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway overall, broadly stated, is we really need to change the way we think about relationships. Okay? By really applying critical thinking and mindfulness to the interpersonal dynamic. If we're able to do that from the moment we meet someone, we really are able to put the entire relationship in perspective. What is our goal for the relationship? What's our authentic goal for the relationship? And what's the most efficient, productive way of achieving that goal? And I believe that having mastered the skills in my book, you're able to hit it off with someone immediately, which then allows you to take it to the next level about building this deeper, long-term emotional connection, which ultimately maximizes the likelihood of achieving your authentic goals in the relationship.
Well, I'm sure you have grabbed the attention of the audience here today on relationships. And of course, you're the author of Hit It Off, 21 Rules for Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships in Life and Business. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as the book and even pick up the book?
Well, if your listeners go to hititoffthebook.com, again, hititoffthebook.com. That's my website for the book. And on the website, you'll find a bunch of information about the book, about me, as well as links to all purchasing options. We're in all formats, hardcover, ebook, audiobook. We've got a great audiobook. So we'd invite listeners to check the book out and go out and hit it off with everyone they meet.
And I couldn't have said it any better. Again, Mr. Brocato, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on EPN.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. It was an honor.
And once again, the pleasure and honor was certainly ours as well. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Joe Brocato, author of Hit It Off, 21 Rules for Mastering the Art and Science of Relationships in Life and Business. And for all the details, simply visit hititoffthebook.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.